You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time right now. I want to start by saying today is an anniversary. It was 80 years ago today that the Allied forces stormed the beaches at Normandy.
Wow.
We know it as D-Day, the largest invasion of that sort in world history. And it was 80 years ago. There are not very many veterans from that battle.
No, not. I've been seeing some of the video this morning of interviewing some of those guys, and yeah, they're quite old and in wheelchairs, and but they still look very proud with their little uniforms and stuff on. So it's nice
fantastic.
To see. It is nice to see.
So you know what? Just see a veteran today of any. America's conflicts and thank them for their service today. It's an important day. What else is going on? College football has announced the schedule for its new 12-team playoff format. It'll begin December 20th and 21st, eventual championship game a month later, January 20th. We're getting to the point where sports like this, because it's so big and because gambling has become such a legal part of all of it, you're going to see more and more. They're talking now. I guess there's some serious talk about expanding the NFL now to an 18th regular season game.
Oh.
Because there's more money to be made and more money that it will cost you. And with all the gambling and everything, I think it's just going to become, hell, we might get to the point where football is year-round.
You're right. It very well could be,
And you're just going to constantly have players who are hurt.
Because
where does it stop?
Yep.
I don't know where it stops. What else is going on in the world? This is interesting. Rolling Stone has been known for a long time for putting out lists of things like, hey, these are the top 100 songs of all time. These are the top 500 songs of all time. And you just know in your heart that they are intentionally setting it up so that people will complain, right? Like, oh, how can you put that at number one? Oh, why isn't this in the top 10? And now, and the more they can make it controversial, the more people will click on it. Well, anyway, Apple Music has kind of become the same way. They put out their list now, too. And they put out one not long ago that was the 100 best albums of all time. And people were not happy with their choice for number one, which was The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was Lauryn Hill's big album. It was a great album.
Yeah.
But people were like, that shouldn't be number one of all time. So Ranker is letting people go online and reorder all of these things. And Lauryn Hill went from number one to number 62.
Ahaha. So what's top three right now? Do you have that?
Let me ask you. You don't have to guess this. What would be your personal best album ever?
Pearl Jam 10, of course.
There you go.
Best album ever.
See, everyone, it's so subjective. I have to say the people's voting, and it keeps changing. Because the list that I have, I went online and looked, because people are still voting. Like, average person can go on and vote.
Mm-hmm.
It still keeps shifting around. But as of right now, they have Abbey Road by the Beatles as number one.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of hard to argue with that, or Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with those. But it's just interesting how finally people are saying, we've had enough of your nonsense. We are going to vote stuff ourselves.
Let the people speak.
The people are speaking. Finds artwork at a garage sale or a yard sale, and it turns out to be so valuable.
I love these stories.
Here's another one. somebody was looking at, it was like an online auction, and it was like a pastel drawing that was identified as a fake Degas, Edgar Degas, from the 19th century. And this guy was looking at it, said, that might be the real thing. So he started bidding. The bidding started at $1. And he ended up, so apparently some other people thought it might be real too, but he ended up getting it for $1,000. And the person who was selling it was probably like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I just asked for a dollar. Turned out this guy got it for $1,000, went in and had it analyzed. No, it's a real long lost Degas, and it's worth as much as $13 million.
Beautiful. Love these stories.
So his $1,000 is going to turn into 8 digits.
A lot. He saw that number and went, Degas! Grabbed his chest.
I love that kind of stuff. What else is going on? Adam Levine is going to return to The Voice. if that's important to you. He will be a coach on season 27, joining Kelsey Ballerini, John Legend, and Michael Bublé.
Does
anybody care
cast.
About this, really?
I Who think cares? So. It's still going. I think people still watch it.
People like that show?
I think so.
All right. I stand corrected. What else is trending?
Two big scary national news stories. Cucumbers at the top of the list. Salmonella outbreak linked to cucumbers has now spread to 25 states and the District of Columbia. 162 illnesses, 54 hospitalizations. I haven't seen any deaths yet. That number might, you know, trickle up
nasty
later this
cucumbers.
Week. But those scary, nasty cucumbers have the salmonella all over it, which, you know, we can joke or whatever, but that's dangerous stuff. You don't want to mess around with that. That'll take you down. No word yet on what is causing the contamination and no Colorado recalls yet, but it is travel season, so maybe do your research on where you're traveling and if you love salads. You don't want to order these.
And the good news is if you're buying them in the stores today, none of the nasty ones are in stores. You're fine buying it anywhere today. So
I wonder where it's coming from. It reminds me of that little documentary thing I watched on Netflix about how unsafe our food is and the big salmonella lettuce outbreak that happened a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And they tracked it back to the farm growing the lettuce was right next door to a cattle yard. And so it was raining and getting all this runoff and stuff from the cattle yard right into the fields of the lettuce. So you're getting cattle poopy all over your lettuce, and that's how they've discovered
wow.
it. And they had the aerial footage, you know, up in the air of like this stockyard and then this beautiful lettuce patch next to him. Like, nobody noticed this? Nobody thought about this before planting the lettuce? The other scary story, invasive Joro spiders the size of a human hand. They're expected to float through the air and land in New York City this summer. They do that thing where they spit some of their web out the back of their booty, and the wind catches it, and away they go. They are poisonous. They have a little venom in them, but fortunately, fairly harmless to humans and pets, it sounds like. So they just take out other insects. But I was looking at these things. They're a pretty spider.
They're gorgeous. I've got them all over
my house.
But they're
big. But they're big.
They're all around my house. They've been big in the Southeast for a few years now. They're invasive. Somebody brought them over from Asia.
Ugh.
They're not supposed to be here. And they're bad because they eat up all the resources that your local natural spiders are supposed to be having.
And they're also bad because they're huge and they fly through the air.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, that's being overblown a little bit.
I was watching a video on YouTube today, man.
Right, but what I'm saying is once there are those big spiders, they don't. It's like many spider species that do that ballooning thing when they're little teeny babies. They come out of the little egg sack and they do. It's like at the end. Didn't you read Charlotte's Web?
Yes, and they wee.
At the
they
end of Charlotte's
off.
Web, they do the little ballooning thing.
All right.
But they're just little babies.
Little babies. They land on me and get in my ears, man. I don't want that. This is some good news right now. Talking about your pets, dogs and cats. Obviously, with the 4th of July sneaking up on us here, they say this is the time of year where the fireworks are going off. And your pets bolt because they get freaked out. So it's the time of year where most of your pets go missing. There is a free service called Fido Alert that's like Amber Alert for pets. It doesn't cost you anything, which is cool. So you go to FidoAlert.com. I'm giving them a free plug. They send you an ID tag with their name on it and a QR code. Somebody finds your pet. They scan the QR. You get a text or email that says, hey, we found Peaches. Peaches was out running around and we found her. You need to come pick her up. How great is that? I had no idea. That's a super cool service. Or you can just chip your dog, I guess. There's that service too, but this is way more convenient. Some fun stuff going around this morning. Some good news. This 27-year-old dude in San Diego named Jesus Morales is in the news for his heartwarming TikToks where he hires workers that are standing outside Home Depot and takes them to Disneyland. Then he gives them stacks of cash at the end so they go home with money too. But the videos of these guys that he picks up and takes to Disneyland, just incredibly heartwarming. They're having the time of their life. It's somewhere that they would probably never go to. And these videos were just so fun for me to watch this morning. And then
that's sweet.
It's sweet.
But I'm glad he's giving them cash at the end because my first thought is they're standing outside because they're looking for work.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, no, don't put food on the table for your family. Yeah, ride rides with me.
Well, it's one day out of their life. It's something that they would never get to do.
Give them some money.
Yeah. But anyway, the videos are pretty cute. Then how about this guy in Arizona who passed away last month, and instead of a funeral, his family threw him a funeral, I guess is how you pronounce it.
He puts the fun in funeral.
Fun in funeral. I guess he was a fun-loving guy, so it just made sense. They had a bounce house for the kids. Other fun stuff, too, says the story. I don't know what the other fun stuff, too, is. He was a huge music fan, so they put his record collection out and encouraged everyone to take an album. About 500 people showed up for this.
That's pretty cool.
That's the way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just let everybody have fun. One of the hottest baby named trends right now was inspired by the solar eclipse. Sol, which means sun in Spanish. Surging for girls right now. That's a pretty name. Sol. Sunny for the boys.
I think of the Godfather.
Not a pretty name.
Sonny got gunned down.
Other names, Stella, Aurora,
Stella!
Eclipse. And the other hottest one was macular degeneration, and Mac for short.
Yeah.
I didn't wear the glasses when I looked. Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, yeah, real quick. Here's your Drunk America. Pabst Blue Ribbon PBR celebrating its 180th anniversary this year. So what they're going to do is cram 180 beers into one hard-to-carry package. This thing's going to weigh 170 pounds, roughly. But you get 180 beers, and it's going to be about $95 at select retailers. Did you see the picture of this thing?
I did.
It's a big old box of beer.
I was laughing about the fact that it's 100-and-something pounds. I'm like, how do you get it out of the store?
Get the dolly. You got to get a dolly and wheel it out, and I guess you got to have a little pick-em-up truck or something to put it in, but I don't know. Here's your Fat America. Goldfish is releasing spicy dill pickle flavor goldfish. Count me in.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video today. It is also dog-related. I teared up when I watched it. And then I sent it to Knickknack, and she wrote back and said, oh my God, I just teared up when I watched this. So it's the pause in challenge. It's all over TikTok right now. You sit in a circle with your dog. Each of you put a hand in the middle, humans, and then wait to see if your pet puts their paw on top, like he's part of the family team.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, I teared up. It was the sweetest video, because all the dogs do it. They put their hand on top of their paw on top of the human hands. Oh, check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's all you get. That's what's trending.